motion that we terminate the services of Milbrae.
Following their executive session Wednesday evening, Rengel Medical Center's Board of Directors voted 5-1 to terminate hospital CEO Noel Salray from his employment at Rengel Medical Center, effective immediately with pay.
That's what the vote yesterday. Part of the comments that have been made have been that the city doesn't have confidence in the administrator of the hospital. If the city doesn't have confidence in the administrator of the hospital, there's only one direction, and that's to terminate his services.
That's hospital board member Sylvia Edifa, who made the motion to fire Salray.
Roll, please.
Linda.
Yes.
The board voted for hospital CFO Alinda White to take over his duties as interim CEO. Less than 24 hours prior to the meeting, 8 of the 9 members of Rengel Medical Center's hospital board were voted to be recalled, with election results scheduled to be certified Monday, June 25th. Recalled members include Linda Berge, Jim Nelson, Sylvia Edifa, Lorene McGee, Jake Harris, Dolores Norman, Leanne Reinhart, and Chairman Mark Robinson. Many community members attending last night's meeting were outraged by the board's decision. The motion to terminate the hospital CEO was not listed as an agenda item or publicly noticed prior to the meeting. Dorothy Hunt Sweat is the lone hospital board member not included in the recall. She asked the board to reconsider their decision due to the grave financial implications it could have on the hospital and city of Rengel.
It's like, what, $185,000 a year for 5 years and health care, and there's all kinds of stuff. That's what I'm saying. So does everybody know what they're doing if they terminate Noel Ray, and what it does to the city and the hospital financially? Yes. I think everyone needs to know. I'm very confused. Of course, we haven't discussed it. I don't think that's something we should discuss in executive session.
Salray's salary and contract were recently altered, raising his annual pay to just over $185,000, as well as changes made to his contract that include a severance package worth more than $1.2 million. Hunt Sweat motioned to table all agenda items needing board approval, as well as matters relating to credentialing, in executive session until the next meeting, to be decided by the new WMC board. Voting 5-1, a majority of the board denied Hunt Sweat's request and continued business as planned. Board member Sylvia Edifa motioned for the termination of Salray, and member Jim Nelson seconded it. During the motion, Rengel resident Rhonda Dawson questioned the board's decision.
How much is this costing the city with you guys firing him? A simple question. Is anybody on this board aware of what you're costing this city?
Yeah, we know that too much.
Shame on each and every one of you.
Regardless of the public's concern, the hospital board approved Salray's termination. At the meeting was Borough Assembly member Dave Jack. Jack says the municipal attorney will be looking into the matter. At this time, the legality of the board's termination is unclear. Reporting in Rengel, I'm Charlotte Duran.